As the Secretary General told the Council, the DPRK, or North Korea, is the only country to have conducted nuclear tests this century. Antonio Guterres recalled that since last year alone, it has conducted two such tests and more than 30 launches using ballistic missile technology.
The DPRK's continued pursuit of its nuclear weapon and ballistic missile programs, in defiance of repeated demands by the Security Council to cease such activities, clearly threatens regional and international security and seriously undermines international disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. I'm alarmed by the risk of military escalation in the region, including by miscalculation or misunderstanding. And I'm particularly concerned by the possibility that efforts to offset the destabilizing activities of the DPRK could also result in increased armed competition and tensions, further impeding the ability of the international community to maintain unity and achieve a peaceful solution.
The meeting was chaired by the United States, the Council President, for the month of April. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on countries to take action in three areas, including enforcing sanctions and suspending or downgrading diplomatic relations with the DPRK.
Third, we must increase North Korea's financial isolation. We must levy new sanctions on DPRK entities and individuals supporting its weapons and missile programs and tighten those that are already in place. The United States also would much prefer countries and people in question to own up to their lapses and correct their behavior themselves, but we will not hesitate to sanction third country entities and individuals supporting the DPRK's illegal activities.
Secretary General Guterres also highlighted the need for the DPRK to engage with the international community on issues such as improving human rights in the country and the living conditions of its people, 13 million of whom, or half the population, are considered especially vulnerable. Fumio Kishida is Japan's Minister for Foreign Affairs.
In order to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table, the international community must send a strong message that provocation comes at a high price and that no bright future awaits North Korea without its denuclearization.
An independent expert on the rights of persons with disabilities, appointed by the UN Human Rights Council, will visit the DPRK next week. As the UN Secretary General pointed out, improving human rights there will also promote security and stability in the region and beyond. Deanne Penn, United Nations.